Baptist Chronics, February 11th through April 16th, 2022. Dyschronics is an exhibition that does not recognize clocks, linear progression, or chronologies. It is an antagonism to the Western hour via interruptions, waiting, transitions, intervals, and in-between moments. It is a reconsideration of how moving bodies interact in space and time across geographies, cultures, and identities, particularly those historically erased within migration data, namely women and non-binary people. Acknowledging that the modern construction of time, composed of chronos and kairos, or quantitative and qualitative time, is an imposition, Dyschronics revels in temporalities that resist this linear, monolithic tempo. Instead, it turns to times that historian Ranajit Guha characterized as confrontational in his landmark essay, The Migrant's Time. Cultural theorist Mika Ball theorized as heterochronic, or temporally clashing, and Miguel A. Hernandez Navarro understands as dyschronos, or a fourth time, beyond and resistant to the so-called Western hour. Dyschronics features the works of Carolina Caicedo, Emily Jassir, Basira Khan, and Sidhe Mekonnen in reconfigurations of space-time through installation, sculptures, textiles, videos, film, and performance throughout the galleries of Art Space New Haven, and includes new commissions by Khan and Mekonnen. Caicedo's Serpent River book from 2017 installation depicts Colombian, Brazilian, and Mexican communities as they encounter the displacing effects of industrialized and privatized river systems. The Serpentine book that extends and folds environmental time beyond capitalist extractivism is accompanied by Caicedo's video To Stop Being a Threat and to Become a Promise from 2017. Which illuminates the expansive and cyclical hydrographies such as the Colorado, the Yaqui, the Xingu, the Spree, and the Magdalena Rivers for their local communities. Emily Jassir's documentary Letter to a Friend investigates a crime before it occurs in her Palestinian neighborhood, threatened by Israeli occupation, through epistolary correspondence, archival research, and footage from the past decade. The documentary simultaneously anticipates and bears witness to displacement, creating a clashing of temporalities. Basira Khan's Seat sculpture series, created for and adjacent to her work Karaoke Spiritual Center of Love from 2018, her series Psychedelic Prayer Rugs from 2017, and the installation Reading Room on Purpose from 2017, imagine spiritual and queer domestic and public sites wherein time is reclaimed for rest and contemplation. Sidhe Mekonnen's Astral Sea 1, 3, and 4 from 2019 through 2021, textiles and performances recall the transhistorical forced migrations of Black communities across the Atlantic Ocean and the Mediterranean Sea. The mirrors adorning the textiles invoke a bearing of the past into the present with Mekonnen's ritualized performances. Dyschronics is accompanied by a syncopated free public programming series. Among artist lectures, screenings, performances, and tours, in addition to a digital and printed catalog, the series features works and programs manifesting after the official opening. For more information about the series and the catalog, please visit the ArtSpace calendar and the Dyschronics exhibition page on their website. Dyschronics is supported by the Andy Warhol Foundation, the CT Humanities, the Mellon Foundation, and the Via Art Fund. The exhibition is organized by guest curator Laurel V. McLaughlin in collaboration with the ArtSpace New Haven team.